The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. He keeps sending us those pictures. We love that, and Paul love it as well. If you're out somewhere in the world and you see a Paul Davis van or truck or something, we get a lot of those. Just send them to us on the DMs. Not on the DL, but on the DMs. And, you know, they always say, Paul love it. Paul love it for big-time cleanups in your house from floods or fires or... you know, say, for example, you had some, you know, maintenance guys in your house and they were working on the air conditioner, the air conditioning unit. And one of them tripped and fell on, you know, a big bed of knives, and it cut him, and everything just splattered all over the walls and the floors and up onto the ceiling. And then the other guy fell out of the attic on top of him, and then it was just flesh and bone and everything all over your house. Then Paul Davis could come by and clean that for you. And they do it fast. Not clean the fast. I mean, they want to make sure they're getting the job done, but be over there and be in touch with you quickly, because you don't want air conditioner repairman guts all over your house for a long period of time. You got to get back to living. You know, even though they can't.
One of the things I caution most people about in my home is, please be careful of the big bed of knives that's laid out in there.
So, I mean, it could be something like that, which is some, you know, it's pretty common accident, or, you know, smoke damage, whatever.
Yeah.
Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. I'll love it. I'll love it. So, Riggins, are you able to get that to work? You're trying to send Ace an airdrop of your and it's not going through.
Yeah, it's too big.
Yeah,
no, it says
the biggest file ever.
Video is too long. Would you like to send a smaller clip from this video to send? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
It says Ace has airdrop? Notification silenced. Yeah,
and it said it was too big even when the
It just says waiting, and just keeps saying waiting, so it's not giving you a
notification. Are you on the I have nothing.
I guess it just won't work today.
Are you on?
See, that's me. I give up on things like that. I'm like, all right, it's not working today. Yeah. So throw it away. We'll start. We'll do one tomorrow.
We'll do one tomorrow.
Yeah, just whatever. Who cares? Who cares? You know, we got plenty of videos.
All right, I'm going to delete these then. Is that cool?
No, you keep trying. Just
Rob, can you look at some? I'll bring it into you.
Yeah.
Because that's going to drive
Rob
nuts. Like,
Rob is an iPhone expert.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You get your feelings hurt
it's
about
not
that.
If it's
you?
Just like,
get offended because you know about iPhones.
It's just, what does Rob know extra about iPhones than anybody else?
But Rob has the time to work on it right now when the rest of us are on microphones. Maybe that's it. Maybe it wasn't a slam toward you and your iPhone knowledge. Miss Chip on your shoulder.
Whatever. He's a geek, not Geek Squad.
Damn.
I don't know.
So she's slinging arrows at Rob again for nothing?
Rob trying to help.
He wasn't even in it. Riggins dragged him in.
I heard him yesterday not defending me at all. So.
Oh, wait. And what?
On the show when we were driving down to breaking and entering. So.
That's right. When you left that empty box in front of the printer and jammed it up because the paper had nowhere to go and all that. Yeah. What was he supposed to say?
Not say that.
Was that not true?
He should have just said something else.
Exactly, Rob. Now you know, bitch. Rob.
You should have not told the truth and just said something else. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like move the boxes before he started printing stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know the boxes were going to be there.
Did you throw those away?
Nope.
Those boxes. Well, we got plenty.
We might need them.
We got plenty of room in there. Mm-hmm. Are you going to fix that nail?
Don't talk about them. Oh, there's two of them.
Oh. What? So both of your index fingers are, as they call them in your neighborhood, your trigger fingers. Did you smash both of them?
No.
Or you just smashed one of them and then you, what happened with the other one?
I smashed one and the other one I messed up because I kept trying to get tape and to wrap presents and stuff. Oh. And it didn't have, the tape didn't come on a dispenser, so I had to keep trying to peel it every time I needed new tape.
Scotch tape?
Yeah,
oh, God.
I know. That's how I wrapped all the presents.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
So when you cut a piece of tape, you didn't fold it under or anything to keep it from sticking back all the way in?
I would try, but then by the time I went back to it, it had already stuck back on.
That had to be miserable.
Yeah, that's when my nail came off.
Ace, how long would it have taken you to throw that against the wall?
No, that would happen twice.
Yeah, me too. I'd have gotten
it
open,
and then the second time, when I started picking at it, I'd have been like this, just throwing it against the wall.
Because Scotch tape won't tear evenly either when you're trying to do that. It's hard. Why didn't you just go get some more? That had it was on a dispenser instead of the refills.
Because then I would have had to leave here, and I was just trying to do it.
Rickens gets stuff delivered to him within minutes, whatever he wants. You can't do that?
I didn't think about that.
Now, he got an onion delivered.
I know.
Yeah, but nobody wanted to pay $27 for a roll of Scotch tape.
Yeah. So I just worked with what I had.
I always use that as that's how I would calm down. Like, I'm just going to go, even if I'm broke, I'll figure out a way to get the money to get this tape, and I can't do that anymore.
Wow.
Oof.
That must have been crazy, crazy frustrating.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely getting a dispenser for this next week.
But I appreciate the effort. Alexis killed it. Yeah.
Oh, was that on your desk the entire time?
Yeah.
Get out.
And you were in the other room wrapping gifts
the
that
whole
way?
Day.
And this thing,
get out of here.
Alexis, I swear, there's another one. I used to have one that's probably sitting in there in a box somewhere, too.
But
a brown one.
And it's not broken?
I don't think. No, it came from the office. The old office was working fine.
Oh, you never threw the tape dispenser. It was always the stapler.
Y'all just exaggerate stuff.
No.
Make me sound so bad.
No, because I'm always there to say you didn't throw that stapler at Riggins. You threw it into the trash can hard.
That is correct.
And he was exaggerating.
And be a little
but
to be fair to Alexis, I told her that we had tape and I brought her a roll.
That's true, because I was gonna get tape and he told me that.
But
I didn't even know that was there.
There was a dispenser sitting on TJ's desk.
Right there the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Well, who could have known?
My nail just literally popped off.
You didn't know that was there, but if it would have been a dispensary, I bet you'd know where it was.
Eight.
Yeah, Alexis killed it yesterday. She did a great job with breaking and entering Christmas.
Thanks.
Well, she's used to that. You know, breaking into people's houses.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
It's
old hat. What did you say earlier, Regan? She's a criminal.
Yeah. What did we forget?
Oh, we were talking about being the last person on Earth by yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's a good conversation. Yeah, yesterday we were talking about what would you do on your first day if you found out everybody just disappeared. Like the apocalypse, but you're left. Everything's still up and running, power, water. What would you go do? And Alexa said, I'd go, what did she say?
Well
Ace said he would go get the fanciest car that he wanted and drive that around. And I said that I wouldn't steal, that would be stealing.
And then Alexa said, that's not stealing because everybody's gone. No one owns that stuff anymore.
Yeah, but you don't know they're not coming back.
You know.
No. On that first day, you probably don't. I mean, you're not really sure what just happened.
Hey.
And regardless, it's not yours.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Okay. No. Well, it doesn't hold up in the court of law.
Yeah. Well, is there going to be a court of law? There's no one there? Know.
Yeah, in heaven. The highest court in the land is the pearly gates.
I'm taking it easy for the first couple of days. I'm like, you're waiting to see what's going to happen. So I might do little things like, I do think I would go get a car, or at least take my car and speed through the town. Just having a great time on the interstate, just flying down like it's the Autobahn or something, taking corners fast. I think I would also go do things like go to like the arena uptown and go shoot baskets, you know, and on the court inside the arena, you know.
How you gonna get in it?
Probably break in.
Okay, so you'd have to break windows and all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not talking about breaking windows vandalism, and stuff.
And I'm okay with that. I come back to him and go, hey, I was the only person on earth, so and I broke the window. Sorry, I'll pay to fix it.
Okay, and then I'm going to tell the guy at the dealership, hey, I just took the car because I needed transportation, and I thought I was the only person on earth.
Totally cool. Yeah. I didn't think anybody was coming back.
And I'm sure God will understand.
Yes.
Mm. He knows what's up.
You're right.
God knows what's up.
Yeah. I know for a fact God would understand.
I would do all kinds of things like that.
But so you don't think that's, you know, the illegal, what would be illegal is not illegal if there's nobody around watching you?
No, because the people that made those rules don't exist.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, the rules exist, but you've got to survive.
You've got to survive somewhere. By going and getting a Lamborghini?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's redneck survival.
I mean, if you got to take food or whatever, that's, you know, still, I would leave whatever money I had on the counter in case they came back. I'd leave a note and go, hey, you know, I got some Funyuns and a Diet Coke.
Just a heads up.
Please.
It's $5. Should be more and a honey bun.
You don't have to be a rule follower when there's no people left.
Just leave some IOUs.
You're all alone in the world. You're the only person in the world.
That's how you know you're really doing the right thing. You know, they say people who do the right thing when nobody's looking, that's the ultimate doing the right thing when nobody's looking. If nobody's left on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You lead by example.
Mm-hmm. An example to who?
Yeah, right. Who are you leading?
You don't
God
know.
God is the example. We're
you don't
supposed
know
to be
for sure that these people aren't coming back.
Yeah.
What if it's your personal test from God?
God just could be rebooting the earth.
Well, when they come back, then there'll still be other things left for those reboots.
Look, all I'm talking about doing is knocking a window out to
and
shoot some baskets
car,
inside the arena.
And stealing a car. You go find that. I might give
that a day or two to see if anybody comes back.
I'm going to drive to Denver.
Why?
Because I'm going to go see all the abandoned dispensaries.
Yeah.
Aren't there some closer
than Denver?
Why
don't you just go to where you buy it from now? You know, the guy's house. He's not going to be there. You know where he keeps it.
You don't need to traverse the country.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess. Please. And then you don't even have to worry about, you know, getting murked when you go get it.
Well, I don't want to stay here if I can go anywhere. I'll just go somewhere else.
Would you drive... We talked about driving to the beach. Would you drive to a beach here? Would you drive to California? Would you drive to Destin?
Yeah, why not go cross country?
Yeah, she'd still find something to hit. She's driving with no other drivers on earth.
She still gets in it.
She's still going to run into something.
But then she'd just get out of that car and just leave it and pick up another one and drive off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TJ, don't let these criminals affect the way you're
Oh, they're not.
Good.
They're not. I mean,
people will try to follow your example, and they will stumble and fall. But eventually, they will catch you in the sunshine.
Steven, who just DM'd us, said there's no crime if there's no victim.
Don't they have victimless crimes? That's a word.
I know. I use it all the time when talking about prostitution, agoraphobia, those types of things.
Well, agoraphobia is not a crime.
It is.
It's not a crime.
Not agoraphobic. I'm talking about necrophilia. Necrophilia. But yeah, I'm Mr. Victimless Crime. I'm the first one to start preaching about a victimless crime, but it's not a victimless crime. Somebody, you know, if they're going to come back, they'll be like, what happened to all my inventory that I paid for?
Yeah.
What would you do, Rob? You came back and all your video games were gone and stuff. And somebody had said, oh, Rob's not here anymore. I'm going to go take all of his shit.
I'm going to go whip some ass is what I'm going to do.
But you're going to be the victim.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody's a victim here, always.
Yeah.
You imagine? He comes back. Yeah.
All his dirty underwear on the floor. You're like, what happened to my Tuesdays?
Tuesdays.
My Tuesday draws.
Like, it's like they disappeared right out of their clothes. A bunch of socks and underwear on the floor. But they left all their games.
Mm-hmm.
And a pretty sick Blu-ray collection.
Yeah, I think, seriously, what I would do is I would break into a place. I'd break into the church and then pray as hard as I could that whatever was about to happen, that I'm saved and forgiven and all of that. I mean, I don't look at the apocalypse and go, party, let's party.
Yeah, right. Know? Like this riffraff in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lamborghini, racing stripe, down the highway.
That's right.
I'm breaking into the damn wrestling arena.
Yep.
And then damn right. Alexis is like, I'm going to go steal all the Selena CDs.
Get drugs.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. First day, what did you do? Yeah. I'm going to get all the drugs. You don't say.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Well.
What else am I going to do?
I don't know.
Google still works, though, right?
Yeah, I'd say every
internet. Because I had to Google how to cook some stuff. Like, they, you know.
Yeah.
How to cook some great stuff. Like, you go to a restaurant, they have food there, it's going to go to waste. I might as well start cooking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fryers working.
Yeah, get the fryers going, get the chips and salsa flowing. But
you
realize
there'd be no doctors to treat you when you got food poisoning.
I'd make
your own cooking.
Well, I'd be fine. I could Google the recipe. That'd be good.
Who's working at Google?
Well, Google's already up and running. I wouldn't need any new information.
Yeah.
I could just live off the old information.
Steak fingers. You know, get a simple recipe, steak fingers. Mm-hmm. They're probably frozen. You just pop them in the fryer. You're good to go.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't matter if you're healthy or not.
Yeah, you don't care at that point, right?
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't waste time going to a gym. I'd just sit around and be fat and happy.
Would you take a shower?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'd feel better.
Yeah. You would? Yeah. You
physically feel better after taking a shower.
Mm. You can't wash criminal off of you. No matter how hard you scrub.
I'd look good, though, in the clothes that I stole.
Mm-hmm.
Ace would be walking around a mall by himself. Like, oh, let me go in here.
Yeah.
Everything's still there except for everything in Buckle. It's all gone. Somebody was here.
Yeah. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go! It's just you and us. This is Ace TJ 5G. It's just...
Boom. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Don't miss more show live tonight with the flying Alexis. Sounds like a trapeze act. The flying Alexis. She will be, what time is that? Six?
Seven o'clock.
Seven Eastern. go on the Facebook and is it the Instagram too, or just the Facebook?
Just the Facebook.
Just the Facebook. And you see her talk about a bunch of nonsense, killing time. You can put your little comments in there, especially you preverts that always want to throw things in her comments when she's trying to do that. You know, we know who you are. We see you. You're so funny. Blah, 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 blah. We know she's going to be high as a satellite, drunk as hell. Oh, we get God. It. It's sponsored by Fahrenheit, which is a fantastic restaurant in the uptown of Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a restaurant and bar and fun place and go-kart track. It's not a go-kart track.
It's a
go-kart track, 21 stories above the city.
Yep, you don't want to go off the side. You're going too fast. Take the curve too fast on the go-kart track. You're 21 floors up.
Did George Strait do Killing Time?
Clint Black.
Clint Black?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's killing time. It's killing me. Yeah. We had this list earlier in the regular old show of things that old people do that young people are sick of. Riggins, how old is some, like when you say somebody says something about a young person, what age do you think?
Under 25.
Mm, you think under 25.
Somebody says a young person? Yeah, under 25.
Okay, so there's not a stipulation you make between a young person and a kid?
Yeah.
So specifically, I would think if somebody's a young person, I would think if I'm going to pick an age, I'm thinking 24.
Yeah.
To me, that's a...
Really?
Yeah. That's a young person. That's a full adult. You know, because 21 is still, all right, you're an adult, but you're just now an adult. So when you get 24, and that's also when the part of the brain starts developing that, you know, that realizes the danger and risk and all of that stuff.
I usually
the most
18, 19.
You do?
Yeah. Young person is 18, 19. Teenager would be like 15, 16.
But you never would think anybody your age, Riggins, when you automatically hear young person.
No.
Yeah, you're 34.
Under 25.
What about you, old girl?
I think I'm young.
Yeah, I know, but what do you think somebody says? somebody says young person, what age do you automatically think?
Probably under 25.
Yeah. Rob?
That sounds right to me.
Right. So y'all don't think of your Rob and Riggins, you don't think of yourselves as young people when they say that.
No.
And Alexis does. But she's a lot younger than y'all are. She's 31. A lot younger.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Many, many years younger.
You're a full grown adult.
But seriously though, let's see. What is 31 minus 18? What is that?
Mm. It wouldn't even come close.
13?
Wait, 31 minus 8. 31 minus 18, 11. Yeah, 13.
Okay. So technically you're 13 because you didn't start celebrating birthdays until you were 18. Right.
Yeah.
Or was it 19?
No, I had my first cake at 18, I think.
Okay.
So it was like a small cake.
So that's when she left the Jehovah's Witness program. You get it? The Jehovah's Witness program. Like the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program.
Yeah.
So she's 13.
She's 13.
I'm 13.
She's got a sassy mouth for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, she does.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So they mention things like old people do things to get on young people's nerves, acting like it's fine to be bad at technology. Just because you're older doesn't mean you can't learn the basics. One person said their dad refuses to use computers but still makes them buy things on Amazon and Google, things like that for them.
Yeah, that's just annoying.
But, you know, that's when my brother, who's very astute, like I am, about society. And that's when he says that that is the reason why young people are out of control and think they know more than their parents do, because the parents are submissive to the young people when they're little, and the kids are little because they don't know anything about computers. So when it comes to computer things, the parents are submissive to the kids and make a big deal out of it, and then it just expands from there. So where then the kids think that they know more than their parents all the time. So that's why you got these little shitheads running around thinking that they know everything. That's on the list as well. Shitheads. Old people who refer to young people as shitheads who think they know everything. but do y'all have, I know that's a big one for you, Riggins, is that you don't like it when old people can't do technology, and then when old people talk about how much better things used to be, that's your biggest one, isn't it?
Yeah, because everything is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not everything. Just like there are some things in the 80s when we were growing up that, you know, we would have thought were better now, but then you look back at, you know, in the 50s, there's always something in a generation that maintains greatness through time. You know, you can always find something.
It was better then than it is now.
Sure. Yeah. And that's your biggest one?
Yeah.
Okay. But I've never said millennials ruined Applebee's. You always bring that up, but I've never said that. I still enjoy an Applebee's from time to time.
I love Applebee's. Yeah. It's great. Mm-hmm. Bottomless mimosas for a dollar or whatever. Dollar margaritas.
Yeah. Cheetos rings.
I hate things like that when they say that, because that's just the way things progress through time. You know, just things change. You know, the soda shop went away, and for the most part, from the 50s, and now they're you know, places like the chain restaurants kind of became more. Things just change. Nobody kills anything. Nobody's at fault. It's just, you know, life changes. Each generation should have their own thing that they enjoy.
Why did they call the guys who make the sodas and worked in the soda shop soda jerks? Why did they call them that? Because they were asses.
I always thought it was because they had to jerk the handle on the machine.
Oh, you think? That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. I'm looking it up real quick.
So what did they say when they gave one of them the day off? It's the soda jerks off today. Yeah. I got to. Looks like I'm going to be.
The soda jerks off.
We're not having any. We can't sell sodas today. Soda jerks off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it?
Come on. Sorry.
The title was inspired by the jerking action a server used to swing the soda fountain handle back and forth when adding soda water to a fountain beverage. So what, they had the beverage and you had to add essentially carbonated water to it?
I don't know.
So it sounds flavoring. Like to fill it up, they would have to turn the thing back and forth? I don't know.
Now we got Coke Freestyle machines.
Yeah,
bitch, whatever you want. You
I love it. Those.
Yeah, everybody got the best. Wild. But, so Five Guys is the first place I ever saw one. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
I get overwhelmed every time because I'm like, what do I want?
So what are you tired of old people doing, Alexis?
Being mean.
Yeah. You're talking about older, like baby boomer generation.
Yeah,
people.
And talking shit about all the millennials all the time.
Yeah. Well, but as far as being mean, like you're talking about the old hippie generation that's just old and
grumpy and just think that they can be mad because and they can be mean to people just because they're old, like they just earn that.
Yeah. Didn't you kick an old guy in his nuts?
I did not do that.
Who was that? Who did that? That's what I thought. Like, it was last week.
Why would I kick an old man in his nuts?
I don't know. Well,
that's the rumor, though.
Sometimes old men like it.
Yeah. I do want to kick a guy in the nuts one day.
What?
I've never done it before.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, if he allows it.
Not unless he's doing something awful to you or somebody else. Because it's not good. You mean the guys that do that enjoy it?
Like if they like it, then
in a perverted way?
And I just want to do it, but then go away.
Like, you would do that because guys, it's a fetish sometimes kind of thing that guys get pleasure from that. You would do it just to satisfy your own pleasure?
Exactly.
And his pleasure, just whatever he got was his own doings.
And it just so happened he paid you $20 to do it.
Hey, even better.
I gave you $20.
Are you saying for them to slide into your DMs right now?
No. Or like a stunt double. Let me just kick you in the nuts. Someone let me do it.
What do you care if she kicks a guy in the nuts?
Oh, I don't.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Wait, you're saying like you don't want to do that?
I mean, if he's, you know, if you're just walking up to a guy for no reason and kicking him, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
You know, women always think that's funny. Guys don't think it's funny when a woman gets punched in the boob. I mean, out of nowhere, somebody just gets punched in the boob. Most guys don't think it's funny. Riggins does.
Riggins thinks it's hilarious.
I've never seen it, but I think I would probably.
It sounds funny to me.
That video that you had that day, Riggins, where the guy's playing the bongo drums using his wife's boobs for that at the school dance or whatever he was at, a wedding reception.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
But, I mean, he wasn't boxing him, like punching her in the.
Pretty
like,
aggressive.
If a kid swung a bat and accidentally hit his mom in the boobs or in the crotch, no man would laugh at that.
No.
Mm-mm. But women laugh their asses off when it happens to a guy.
I mean, just make sure they're okay, and then you can laugh.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that many, many times. Right. Are you okay? Sure, oh, my okay. God. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
You got kicked in the nuts.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
You got kicked in the nuts. Crack notes. What'd you say? Call me the nutcracker.
Oh, God.
Riggins is showing the video now, the guy.
There's no context.
Keeping the beat on his woman's boobs up there. She turns towards him to let him do it. Like, here, go ahead and do it.
They're at a wedding. She's standing facing the DJ, and he just walks over to her and just starts going on her boobs.
I love
that. She just stands there, lets him do it. What is going on?
It's part of the show.
You're at a wedding, sir.
Like, what kind control of show yourself. Is that?
I love that.
People look at him like, what is happening?
Hey, man. Whatever couples choose to keep the spark going.
Yeah,
I guess.
She's a willing participant.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce you to old Bongo Boobs here.
My assistant for this evening. Please welcome to the stage, Bongo Boobs.
the great Bongo Boobs.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
What are you mumbling about?
The microphone is on. We're talking. We're broadcasting.
Hello.
We are broadcasting. During the little break there, Alexis told Rob to Google, quote, "Why is my AirDrop doesn't work?" End quote.
Google, why is my AirDrop doesn't work?
Why does my AirDrop doesn't work?
So that problem will be solved in uno momento.
All right, it's coming in.
Somebody's phone just went out over the leap on the...
Who fixed the problem.
Yep, because he restarted it, right?
Uh-huh. Who said to restart? Do it?
My phone is off. I don't know what's going on now because I have literally haven't sent anything.
I'm getting it from Rob now. So whatever you sent, I got it from Rob, not from you. I'm just going to delete it. I don't feel like dealing with it. I'm in decline, that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
We are in decline.
I love Chris just sent us a DM. I got to look this TikTok. I don't know how to find it, those guys. This best TikTok ever. Best TikTok video was a guy out of prison doing 20 years. And the first thing he did was try to use a Coca-Cola freestyle machine. I can only assume he'd be, like, after 20 years, his mind would be blown by how that works.
I love those things. I love a freestyle machine.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's so cool. And I think it shows, like, the advancement of where we are.
Yeah.
Where things are better.
I mean, but, see, I think that's one of the things that old people find negative, though. You get something like that, like the freestyle machine, And people just obsess over it and think that it is the greatest invention in the history of the world. I mean, oh my God, the Freestyle machine. You can get every flavor of soft drink and whatever. And older people look at that like, big deal. Right. Okay, that's a great, amazing invention. But is it important? That's what they do. Old people look at it and go, is that important to be so putting so much time and effort into obsessing over a Coke machine? That's what they do.
And then I go, okay, sorry, we're not all as like advanced and as worldly and knowledgeable as you are. You're right. And people, you see it on social media all the time. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't have time to read through the. It's like, trust me, I feel like you've got a lot of time on your hands. I got
don't.
A feeling.
I don't have.
Yeah, you might not.
I got TV to watch.
Right.
You know. But you know, I got things to do, man. I got TV, them damn crime shows. I ain't gonna watch them. So you know what I'm watching? What?
Crime.
Yeah. I'm watching crime. I'm watching Jody use her new leaf blower just to blow.
I heard a guy say something on a podcast. I forgot what it was, but he was talking about the fact that in this day and age, quite often, you can have so many options that you end up being not as well-rounded a person. Because you have various options for just your specific things. And they were using entertainment as an example. That in the past, because you had limited options, you would watch things and you ended up being more well-rounded because you were exposed to a wider variety of things. But today, say, when it comes to entertainment or even to politics, there are so many things that fit your niche, so many things that fit the exact thing you want that you're interested in, that you laser focus in on those things and you keep feeding yourself your own information or information you like, as opposed to being exposed to a wider variety of things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's like totally the opposite of that.
I don't think so. I think you go to Twitter, you follow all the people on Twitter, let's say. Most people, I think you're an exception, Riggins, but most people on Twitter would follow all the people that are into things that they like.
Yeah, it's like an echo chamber.
There you go. Thank you. That's a great phrase. It's an echo chamber. It's just like you're going to follow the same type of music. Or you go to listen to music, and whereas you used to listen to the radio more, and they were giving you different varieties of music, and you were hearing different things, now even the radio stations have become more narrow, and they're focusing on one thing in particular, and you're getting less variety. Just as an example.
Yeah.
Well, former intern Adam, I don't know what he was exposed to growing up, but he seems to always have some sort of an out of the ordinary story or example of whatever we're talking about. And he just sent a message that said, we had a Taekwondo instructor come to our high school one time and he requested a volunteer kick him in the nards.
Oh.
He apparently had mastered the technique to contract his testicles if someone tries to kick you there. That's what he said anyway. We were high schoolers. We were just laughing the whole time. So how is that for a school assembly? You know, you get some Taekwondo instructor up there and he says, hey, any of you high school kids want to come up here and kick me in the nuts? Let me show you how I can contract my nuts.
That's BS.
Can you guys do that?
I can't. No. I'm telling you right now. If I could, I'd be doing it. I'd never buy another drink in a bar. I'd be like, hey, you think I can suck my nuts up inside me? You think I can suck them up inside my stomach?
That is like that.
There you go. Hey, you want to see them reappear? Oop, there they are.
Ew.
Right, I'll take a double.
If I ever saw that, I would punch them.
True?
That's what he said. Nobody took him up on it. I know that they do some of those ninja people I've seen that you can kick them there and it doesn't hurt them. It's their weak spot. You know them ninjas, man.
Ninja people.
They go crazy.
That's weird. Like,
they got some crazy mind tricks and all.
Unsuck your nuts.
Oh. Weird. Crazing.
So,
Alexis, we're trying to clean this up a little bit, if you don't mind.
But if you could contract... And it must be something you can do really fast, because if somebody's coming at you and you're like,
what? I was thinking.
Yeah, when are you going to have enough time to prep for that?
She's like, all right, hang on. Look, I was just in a fight Before I go to the store, let me put my landing gear back down.
Ew.
And what happens if you do it too much and they don't come back out?
Right.
Where do they control? Did you find it, Riggins? Are there videos?
Yeah, there's a report. You can contract your testicles about 20% doing some pelvic floor exercises, which are like, you know, that for men and women. Mm-hmm. But they liken it to like when a guy is done urinating.
Yeah.
You know, that tightening.
Uh-huh.
That I think is like that. But they said the maximum you can contract them is 70% to 80%. I don't know if the ninja man was contracting 80%, hey, but still, if
you got 20% of them is going to hurt like hell.
Yeah, if you're going to kick 20% of my nuts, it's still going to hurt like a bitch. All you really got to do is like, and it hurts.
That's a t-shirt.
How far y'all think you can retract them?
I mean,
you're going to kick 20% of my nuts.
I would rather spend.
It's still going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
I'd rather spend 100% of my time making sure I don't get hit.
Yeah, I'd rather run.
And have you been hit that often that you have to master that?
But first of all, asking the high school assembly to come do it.
Inappropriate.
Oh, I think it's hysterical.
Then Adam said a girl went up and did it.
What happened? Adam, what happened?
The girl went up to kick him.
Did he double over?
No, he said went up to kick him. So either he could do it or he could take the pain. But yeah, he did it.
You got a bunch of 14, 15-year-old, 16-year-old boys in there, and you're going to let some guy get kicked in the nuts? That's like the highlight of the day. You're like, I thought I was going to science class, and now I get to watch this guy get kicked in the nuts?
He said the taekwondo instructor is at the bar later that day. What'd you do today? Oh, hell, I had a thing down at the school, and I let a freshman girl come up on stage and kick me in the nuts.
What?
First of all, what are her parents thinking when she gets home that day?
What?
And I'm sure it didn't spell out what was going to happen on the permission slip.
Definitely not.
You know?
Would you be mad as a parent if you found out that happened at your kids' assembly?
Yeah.
If there was a taekwondo instructor that let him kick him in the nuts, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, right?
I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't.
But then again, I mean, I'm not one of those touchy type parents. Like, I wouldn't want my daughter being the one up there doing it, but I don't think she would volunteer either.
I can't picture that.
No.
No. What the hell's going on in that school?
I have a pretty good idea. My daughter would have. She'd have been like, I'll do it.
Hell yeah.
Nobody else would go, I'll do it. Let's see what this is about.
And he said that, Adam said, my dad said, what the hell are they teaching y'all?
For real.
Yeah, I don't understand the point of that.
What's going on in that
Unless
school?
He's just trying to, you know.
Self-defense or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've often thought about taking some type of martial arts.
Me too. So
said, she kicked him twice because he said the first time wasn't good enough.
Oh, he was getting some sort of joy out of
you
it.
You think he? See, he took it.
He took it.
Mm. I thought Adam may have been trying to make a joke there.
Man,
I do it harder. Okay, all right. Now we're getting somewhere. A little bit harder.
Yeah, with like a 15-year-old girl. Up
you can
there.
Do better.
Something about that just doesn't seem right. Kimo-sabi.
I don't know.
Something about it or the whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, snatch a pebble from my hand. Snatch a pebble from my kimono.
And Adam is y'all's age or younger, so it wouldn't have been something that would have happened back when Ace and I were in school. We'd been like, all right, well, the rules were different back then. Yeah. People weren't as touchy and all of that.
Where's he from?
Isn't he from Statesville, North Carolina?
Statesville.
Mm-hmm. Iredell County's county seat.
Maybe. It might make sense.
Yeah.
I love that his last message just says he took it.
Oh, yeah. That somebody took it.
He took it.
Twice.
Right square between the pockets.
He was the talk of the school that day.
Did you see that tumbitch take it? Twice. I mean, and that second time, she reared back to damn China and kicked him.
She's our best soccer player.
I mean, dang. I don't know how he did it. Of course, nobody saw him afterward.
Yeah.
That was the end of the assembly.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Hey. Alexis.
Yes.
You remember when you first started working with us and you said you wanted us to call you Lexi Lex? I said, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were like, no.
Did you say that?
We're not doing that.
You wanted to be called Lexi?
I like to be called Lexi Lex. You know, like Fergie Ferg. That's what she said.
Lexi Lex.
You know, it's a lot like Fergie Ferg. I like to be called Lexi Lex. No. Don't think so. I'm still laughing about this variety game show thing that you were telling us about earlier that you thought was mainstream, that all the little kids in America watched it when you were growing up. It's funny to me that you would think that all the little kids in America were watching. It was mainstream. It was the word we used, mainstream. Well, but the whole thing is in Spanish.
Yeah.
And it's where is it made?
I think it's in Miami.
Oh, it is Miami?
Yeah, I think.
And you watched it when you lived in California or Boston?
No, my whole life.
Okay.
Like both my mom and my dad both watched this.
And what channel did it come on?
Univision.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Okay. So
Univision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a lot of non-Spanish speaking people watch Univision and Telemundo?
Non-Spanish speaking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wouldn't think so. I know a lot of preverts do.
Doesn't your mother-in-law like watch it?
My mother-in-law watches it. I think she's ventured off into. I think your mom watches Korean shows. I think she's watched some of those. But yeah, she used to watch the what do they call them? The telenovelas.
Telenovelas. Yeah.
And just to follow along to try to see if she could keep up with what they were saying. She doesn't know Spanish. Just like to follow along with the story.
I don't understand. How would she know?
I don't either.
Or was she just didn't want to admit she's just watching it for the burning hot Latinos?
Yeah, I know. That's what.
The hot blooded Latinos.
That's what I said.
You know, just sweating sexiness out of their pores.
Spicy.
Yeah.
So what is this show called?
Sábado Gigante.
Okay, say it slowly.
Sábado Gigante.
Sábado Gigante.
Yeah.
Gigante, G-I-G-A-N-T-E, is in gigantic, giant.
Yeah, giant Saturday.
Oh, there you go.
And what day of the week did it come on?
Yes.
What day did it air?
Yeah, it was in Miami.
This guy that's the host, he's like an icon, right?
Yeah, that's Don Francisco.
Okay, I've seen him on something before, and I know they talked about what a big celebrity. Like
he means a documentary. He didn't watch a show with him.
But I'm saying he knows his face.
Yeah, I did know his face. When I saw his face, I knew his face.
He was on Narcos.
He was on something, but he's like the I don't know what the Ryan Seacrest is the wrong term, but he's like the guy in entertainment in Mexico.
Ryan Seacresto.
Yeah.
Ryan
Seacresto.
Ryan Seacresto.
Right. And they'll have women in bikinis
the whole show,
these shows for anything.
They have girls in bikinis the entire show.
So what are some other ones that you watched? Now, I know you watched that psychic show. Well, what is that one called again?
Walter Mercado.
Yeah, Walter Mercado.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that documentary, Netflix documentary about Walter Mercado.
Mm-hmm.
And you never watch Telemundo or Univision Now?
Sometimes I'll put it on just to listen to Spanish.
Yeah.
But.
See, I always prefer looking at it than listening to it.
Do you know who Cantinflas is?
No.
He was actually, he kind of was mainstream.
Cantinflas.
Okay. They did a movie about him that was all English, so that's why I figured people would know.
What was the name again?
Cantinflas. Yeah.
And what did he do?
He was in a bunch of movies and a bunch of shows. He was an actor, Mexican actor.
Okay. All right, but these game shows, though, that's what seems, because anything, when you're talking about Spanish television, everybody just talks about the soap operas.
Yeah.
And it seems like the game shows and variety shows and all are hilarious.
They're so funny because they're ridiculous.
I mean, if you got the whole crowd shouting, get out in Spanish, what is it?
Fuera.
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 Like, you suck. Get out.
Get Fuera. Out. You suck. Yeah, Spanish people aren't nice. They're going to tell you, you suck.
Got to watch the show.
I mean, it is crazy. They had a part of it, too, where it was lie detector tests, and he was trying to say that people were cheating on their wives or their husbands. It was like Jerry Springer, but
like
Spanish.
El Mario?
Yeah, like Maury.
Mm-hmm. El Mario.
El Mario. El Mario.
Oh, see?
But you said the guy's Jewish, though.
No, it said that he was a German, I think.
Oh, so he couldn't be both.
Nope. I actually think he was German.
Shut up. Leave me alone.
Polish? No, Catholic.
You know what I meant.
I thought he was Italian. No, he's Catholic.
Just leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, his family fled from Germany. The Jewish family fled from Germany.
Yes, the German Jewish refugee.
And he went to Chile. Yeah. Chile. And he wasn't one in that got stuck in that mine.
Mm. Yeah, the Chilean miners.
Hey, right. A friend of mine almost got arrested with a Chilean miner. He thought she was 18. Gosh.
She told him.
Yeah, she looked 18. I'll get out. She did.
I love El Chaco.
Going fuera.
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 So you should say to Jody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuera. Fuera. What are you watching? What are you watching? Crime?
No. She'll be going, I need my little Alexis to teach me how to tell you to F off in Spanish.
Our friend Gilberto messaged and said, I used to watch that. LOL.
See?
Yes. See?
Don't find
but I don't doubt that. But that does, you know. You said all Spanish speaking families watch.
True, I'm trying to like prove a point. Like, see,
that's our friend Gilberto. He watched it.
What's the name of the show again?
There's a part too that she has this like girl that comes on the show that's supposed to be like in love with him, and she's ridiculous. Her name is La Cuatro. I think that's her name.
That means the four.
Yeah, I think that's her name.
La Cuatro.
She looks like a crazy person. Yeah, Google La Cuatro and see what she looks like, or put it on there.
Good Lord. Okay, here's some interesting information.
Cuatro doors.
La Cuatro.
La Cuatro.
It's not on anymore. It was Univision's longest running program, and it's the longest running television variety series in the history of television around the world.
Bam. How about that?
I don't doubt that it's popular amongst its audience, but
it's a 3-hour program, as we talked about,
that's too damn long.
Ran every Saturday night for 3 hours from 1987 to 2001.
Yeah, because that's your whole night.
Yeah.
You sit down a new for 3 hours? Well, what am I talking about? I watch football that long.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night.
But listen to this part. A new episode was produced every week throughout the show's history. No reruns and rare preemptions due to special programming.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
So they never ran reruns in the summer. It was new every Saturday night for 3 hours.
And look at those name tags, how huge they are. I always thought that when I was little, that they made the people in the crowd wear.
Kind of reminds me of like Price is Right for some reason. Like excited audience.
Yeah. I wonder how hard it was to be in the studio audience, how hard the tickets were to get.
Oh, probably hard.
For seven, though, he got there.
Oh. I'm sorry, this show started in 87. It ran through 2015. I read that wrong. Hmm. From 87 to 2001, it started at 7 o'clock, then they moved it to 8 o'clock.
So does this guy just have his pick of women?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Drowning.
Right. Yeah.
And he's not even handsome.
Mm-mm.
He old.
And yeah, this is when he was like, he looks way younger than when I remember watching the show.
Don Francisco.
Don Francisco. Mm-hmm.
And what's his real name? Something Goldberg? Or
he's from Germany? No, he's Jewish.
No, his last Jewish. Name's Blumenfeld.
Good Lord. Can't live. I can't do anything.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.